I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my savior from the cave began to arrive, and 3 days later, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Easter mash.
The monster mash.
It was a King James smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Easter mash. From my laboratory in the castle east,
whoa,
to the Lord's Last Supper with the apostles' feast,
whoa,
the Romans all came from all across to see,
whoa,
Jesus Christ nailed to a cross.
They did the mash.
They did the Easter mash.
The monster mash.
And it caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
It was a King James smash.
They did the mash.
They did the Easter mash. Pontius Pilate was having fun. The crucifixion had just begun. The guests included Barabbas, Judas Iscariot, and his son. The scene was rocking. Jesus ascended to heaven. The party was turned up all the way to 11. In his agony, we were forgiven all our sins. And now the party could really begin.
They
played the Easter mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Easter mash.
Whoa.
Out of the cave, Jesus' voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
He rolled the stone away and shook his fist and said,
whoa,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Easter mash.
The monster mash.
And it's the graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Easter mash.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool, Jesus, our holy host.
Whoa.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Whoa.
For you, the living, the mash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to heaven, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Easter mash.
The monster mash.
And do the King James smash.
Then you can mash.
It'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Easter mash.
Whoa.
Wow, this is way more religious than I'm comfortable with. I wasn't given these lyrics beforehand. You know what? Take my name off of this. I'm not interested in this message.
Hello. I'm Thaddeus Pendragon, High Priest of the Gasmuinus Rubric. Here lately, I've been noticing attendance at our Dark Sacrament has been down. Have you given up on us? We haven't given up on you. We see you out there every day, contemplating your existence in the pale comparison of the Dark Lord. So join us this Saturday. Thank you.
Welcome to Boat Fright, the scariest show involving boats. Unless there's a podcast about Jaws, then we're the second scariest. Up first, interviews with the Crypt Sweeper.
Interviews with the Crypt Sweeper. Good evening, boys and fools. Ghouls, I meant ghouls. Shit. Good evening, boys and ghouls. Welcome to Interviews with the Crypt Sweeper. Tonight on the show we have the Mothman, Brett Skeleton, and the Florida Skunk Ape.
Hey, how you doing?
Please, don't address me until you've been introduced.
Goddamn.
You're third on the couch. First up, we have the Mothman.
Hello.
Please, I'm going to have to ask you to stop flying into the light bulb.
I'm looking for Buzzy.
Well, it's not up there, I can assure you. I've looked.
I'm so lonely.
There, that's great. So, how did you get here tonight?
Wings.
Paul McCartney?
The ones on my back.
I can see that. Really going for that light.
Sorry that I saw a woman.
How many times have you ever met a woman in a light? Is that why moths are doing that?
It's our one goal in life. Reproduce.
With light bulbs.
We gather amongst the light.
Yes, fascinating. Anyway, Brett Skeleton, welcome to the show.
Oh, yep, thanks for having me.
So, it says here you're a skeleton.
Yep, jump skeleton.
Now that I'm looking at you, that's very obvious. I guess I didn't have to read that off of a cue card.
Are you scared?
No.
Skeletons are scary, what do you mean?
Maybe to other people. As you can see, I'm a corpse. Of corpse. So, what is it you do?
Nothing. Just kind of hanging around. Sit around, I play xylophone ribs.
Yes, let's get a piece of that now. No. Sorry, we don't have any mallets. Well, that's great. Our next guest is the Florida Skunk Ape.
Hey, y'all!
Wow. Where are you from?
Sounds familiar.
Sorry, I got tongue-tied. Where in Florida are you from, exactly?
Down around the Okefenokee.
All right, makes sense. I thought maybe you were from, like, Destin or something. Or any other small Florida place.
Well, my family did have to relocate after we kind of got kicked out of the Everglades for some...
Were you part of the draining the swamp?
You smell terrible.
Come a little closer, big boy. I'll show you something terrible.
Get that light bulb off of your dick. Penis, I meant to say.
I'd really love to smell again. It'd be nice.
Really, I think it's a losing game. I feel like the bad times when you smell things overrule the good times.
Why was I created?
I got to say, for a giant mothman, you get a lot of lift out of those tiny little wings.
The only thing about me that's special.
Have you ever heard of a sling blade?
How do you feel about potatoes?
Only attract as flies.
So, someone else talk.
We're waiting for you to ask us questions.
I'm sorry, I'm very confused.
You aren't really the host usually, are you?
No! Usually I just introduce a story and I fuck off for a while.
And cackle like a bitch.
Stop doing an impression of me, skunk ape.
Well, so I'm curious, what do you do when you fuck off for a while?
You know, I heat up a lean cuisine.
What kind? What kind's your favorite?
I like the spinach and broccoli one.
Okay, and then what? After eating it.
And then they tell the story and I listen in for quality control reasons.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then I come back and I do some weird horror puns and that's a wrap.
But what do you do? What does the crypt sweeper do for fun? Who are you?
I'll be honest, I just stay in the coffin until the music's over. Then I do the show, then I get back in the coffin.
So when you're not recording, you're just in a coffin?
Yeah, I'm living on corpse time. Well, kind of like Island Time with Jimmy Buffett. I stepped on a pop top and blew out my flip flop. Oh. So tell me about yourself, Brett Skeleton.
I mean, I've told you kind of all there is about me. I don't remember how I died or where I'm from. I can't smell. I can see somehow, but it makes no sense.
How does that make you feel?
I can still feel.
Oh.
I'm lonely.
Where did your flesh go?
I mean, I would assume in the soil.
When did it go?
I don't know. I'm just a skeleton walking around this cruel world.
I'm going to put some candles in your eye sockets.
Go ahead. Maybe it'll make me prettier.
Ooh.
What was that?
I can't do that. Editor's note.
Let me get a little closer to the...
Oh, my God.
Get out of there!
Quick, someone turn off the light.
Put the candles out. It was a bad idea.
Oh, he's sleeping.
So, Skunk Ape, how do you feel about Jeb Bush?
Oh, you talking about that Yankee down here in the court?
Well, I suppose. I don't know if they're Yankees.
Fucking Connecticut motherfuckers.
Aren't they from Texas?
They'd like to make that believable, wouldn't they?
I don't follow politics since 1814 when I died.
Well, I mean, Florida isn't... They're not great Southerners.
No, they're not. In all honesty, they're kind of like the... Well, what's the best way I can describe it? I don't want to necessarily be that maligning.
Are you saying it's methed up?
Yes, it is. It is certainly methed up.
I suppose that's what happens when you live on America's limp penis.
Well, hey, is someone going to check on this Mothman, or are we just going to leave him?
Poke him. You've got the bony fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, West Virginia's not that much better.
Honestly, he was listening.
You guys have a lot in common, being from the South.
I find terrorizing Southerners to be my one great joy in life.
Now, if you get lost in your home territory, do you get country roads to take you home? Watch Tales from the Crypt. This is the level of humor we're working with.
We're really elevating it. Mostly I just ride around flashing ultraviolet light, leaving people sunburned in an instant.
Wait, man. You ride around flashing? I'm kind of into this. What? Keep telling.
It pours out of my eyes like some sort of Mothra.
Oh, that.
So do two West Virginian girls summon you by singing, much like Mothra.
Less teeth and taller, but yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Checks out.
So you both are cryptids. Do you guys ever meet up, like, yearly in a convention? Or, like, how does it work in the cryptid community?
It's more of a death race.
Wow.
We meet in Tulsa every year, and we race.
What? Is that why we're seeing less and less cryptids?
It gets harder and harder.
Mike, could I get on that mailing list? Because I would love to be able to meet up with that Chupacabra motherfucker.
He's won 3 years in a row.
Oh.
So I'm guessing, being from Florida, you spend a lot of time working on old cars.
My hoopty's almost finished.
I imagine you're riding like the Arkansas Chuggabug from Wacky Races.
Don't tell anybody, but I wear a barrel and just fly.
That seems like cheating.
Shh, mean quiet, Mort.
Well, I guess it's not, because you haven't won.
Every year I get hardest participation, because I'm always sweating.
Hardest participation?
I participate in the hardest.
What are some of the other, like, consolation prizes?
Best dressed. Smelliest. Hey,
wait, I got that. Yeah.
Most legs. Least legs.
So does a ghost win that one?
No such thing as ghosts.
Oh, you haven't lived, my friend. I know plenty.
Ghosts are simply a mis...
It's okay, honey. Take your time.
Of time travel. Go to a battlefield. You'll see your soldier. Smell the gunpowder. It's all a loop.
Smell the gunpowder was my favorite Judas Priest album.
Taste the gangrene.
Second favorite.
Ride.
I think that was Mountain Dew's first tagline.
Ride the cocaine.
You sound different now, Brett Skeleton.
We all sound a little.
You remind me of someone.
Did you perhaps know me when I was alive?
Perhaps. I have lived and died a long time.
What?
Makes sense. Just think about it for a minute.
Nobody makes the rules. Timeless cyclical.
No rules. Just right. Afterlife Steakhouse. We're sponsored by them tonight, by the way.
I love their signs.
Come on in for a doom and onion. I turned the light off. Get off of there.
I'm real horny. Can't help it.
So as a rule, are you cryptids kind of the last of your kind?
As a rule, I'm the last of my kind, as far as I know. But I go from light to light, oh, bang.
Is it possible that other moth men and women exist, but they just avoid you?
With ballsies blue, I believe it.
I really thought you were going to come into a rhyme or something.
I was expecting a poem.
Like, if with ballsies blue,
you better believe it, ghoul.
I thought you were going to be like,
slam rhyme.
With ballsies blue, what are you going to do?
Masturbate, you fool.
And now you have rhymes.
Well, then why are they?
Where was that a minute ago?
I'm about to drool.
You know, it seems to me you guys are getting a real connection.
Maybe a love connection?
Well, what happens in the swamp stays in the swamp.
Then I stay in the swamp,
Wayne.
I wondered why he put that light bulb there. Gonna get a real case of swamp ass.
Swamp moth.
Swamp moth.
Well, that's all the time we have for interview.
I can feel it coming in.
I'm trying to end the show.
No, you're in the air. I'm on the ground.
Mothman.
Mothman.
And that's all the time we have for interviews with the Crypt Sweeper.
Hello. I'm Thaddeus Pendragon, High Priest of the Gasmanus Rubric. Please join us this weekend for our potluck and petting zoo. Please bring a covered dish of ill repute. We'll be featuring a petting zoo of eldritch beasts, horrors like that you've never seen before in even your wildest imaginations. Do not look too close upon them, for you will be driven mad by the amount of heads and septums and phalanges. But you may touch them, but what you feel may change you. Hope to see you there.
Next up, Dracula, a look backula. But you know a place where you'll never have to look back? Boris Karloth. You can make a purchase here with full confidence that this haunted car will run you to an early grave. Welcome to Dracula, a look backula, the look at all of my times trying to break into Hollywood, featuring me, Dracula, and my cohort, Barry.
Yeah, Dracula, I must say, it's really become one of my favorite segments.
It's one of our only segments.
That's true.
So we covered up to the late 60s, so now let's get into a little bit of my later career. First off, did you know I auditioned for Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi?
Oh, I love Star Wars. You would have been such an interesting addition.
Well, let's play some of those tapes now.
Please.
All right, auditioning for Lobot. Dracula, go ahead.
Let me see. Let me put on my reading glasses. Beep, beep, boop. Zip, beep, boop. Beep, boop, boop.
All right, why don't you go on down there a couple of pages. All right. Lando Calrissian, go ahead.
Chewbacca, this deal is getting worse and worse all the time. Han, you old pirate. I mispronounced it. Han, you old pirate. Eh?
All right, Dracula, go ahead with Boba Fett.
What do you mean, no disintegrations? He's worth a lot to me. Bleh? Look, let me just take a pass at a few lines. I'm just going to pick some at random. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know it's unorthodox, but...
No, we got all day. Go ahead.
Then I'll see you in hell. I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
That part's already been cast.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about this one? Do or do not. There is no try. Put me in your backpack, you will. No, there is another. Okay, I'm here to read for Return of the Jedi.
Hey, welcome back, Dracula.
Hey, I remember you.
Yeah, the franchise changed quite a bit. We're marketing toys now, so we got a few more characters.
Oh, good, good. Who do you want me to read first?
All right, first, can you read for Rancor Trainer? Go ahead.
Was that good?
All right, we got a singing part for Cy Snoodles. Go ahead.
All right, I'll do it, but only if you promise me you won't put in a weird CGI thing later.
No promises. Go ahead.
In Apple, Jabba's palace, it's the place, having a good time, rank or face. You're not going to leave this in English. You're going to make it an alien language, right?
We may translate a little bit.
Okay, good, good.
Let's see here. All right, let's get a take on Jabba the Hutt. Go ahead.
On my boogie, Ichuta Han Solo.
Let's try that again. Can you enunciate the Ichuta?
Ichuta!
All right. All right, we got to read Admiral Ackbar. Go ahead.
It's a trap. I think I nailed that one. Their forces can't repel forces of this magnitude.
Would you be willing to stand in for a force ghost for a young Vader?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
All right, we got a couple of fuzzy characters. New toys gonna be real hot. We're gonna go with Wicket. Go ahead.
Do you want me to just do the song from the end?
That's fine, yeah. Singing parts seem to fit you. Go ahead.
Yub nub, Ewan yub nub. Blah, can't read this part. What is this?
It's nonsense. Go ahead.
Let's just leave it at yub nub. I'm not feeling this part. I really think I nailed it with Cy Snoodles.
Wow, Dracula. You were a great Cy Snoodles.
Well, you won't believe it, but they did replace me. Not only the first time, but also when they put out the special edition with the shitty CGI.
I'm sorry.
It feels bad to lose the role twice.
Did you go back for the prequels?
Oh, no. By then I knew I didn't want any part of that. I'm a monster, but even I'm not that evil.
That's fair.
So let's finish out this episode of Dracula, A Look Bacula, with our pilot for Monster Cheers. It's essentially Cheers with Monsters. I assume they were going to punch up the title later. That was the working title.
It's definitely a sound premise.
You wanna go where everyone can eat brains? Monster Cheers is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, Drac Malone, I got a real moral quandary.
Yes, Cliff, from the Black Lagoon, Clavin.
You see, I got this widow. She doesn't know she's a widow yet. Military keeps on sending deceased letters of her husband. I just can't stand to give them to her. She's so depressed.
How long has it been?
6 months.
Jesus. Well, we are monsters.
Blob! How's it going, guys?
Hey, Blob, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. Cliff, you should have had that beer all queued up.
Set him up, Drac.
So, how was things down at the post-mortem office?
Hey, you give a little, take a little.
Oh, Dracula, I need a couple of Bloody Marys.
Hey, that's my specialty. While I'm dealing with this, you sure you can't cover my shift tonight? I have a double date with the Bride of Frankenstein. And a different lady, who I didn't think about. Shit, I've forgotten her name.
Well, how are you going to pull that off?
Well, I can turn into a bat. I'm going to pick two restaurants across the street from each other and fly back and forth.
Just tell me it's my wife.
I don't think it was the Bride of the Blob. I would have remembered that.
Damn it, Drac. Can I get any service down here?
Oh, I didn't see you there.
No one can see you, invisible Fraser Crane.
By God! Dying of thirst over here.
Over here! I'm fucking Fraser!
Oh, spadoosh.
Pull up a stool, buddy.
Mummy Carla, here are your Bloody Marys.
Oh, thank you!
Stop eating yourself.
Sorry.
You can't really blame her, she's on the rag.
Hey, don't talk about Mummy Carla like that. Oh, I see what you mean.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, I can't do the voice anymore.
So, Blob, Cliff, I hear you had a bet running on who could kill the most people.
Yeah, well, so far, it went postal a couple of times. Set a new record.
What was the previous record?
Well, 6. I made 7.
That's pretty good for a mailman.
No, I killed myself.
Oh. Wait, you're the ghost of a creature from the Black Lagoon? You look pretty corporeal to me.
Well, I was going for the record and I had to find some way to do it.
What does that put you up to this week, Blob? How many have you gotten?
Oh, you're just talking this week?
Yeah.
Oh,
That was the bet, wasn't it?
I guess... Hold on. Let me go back outside on the street and see what the sweeper ain't picked up yet. One, two...
Well, you just walked outside in the middle of a conversation. Kind of rude.
Shut the fuck up.
He can hear us. Everyone be quiet.
Wait. Oh, my God. Do you remember that boy that took over for the original bartender here?
Oh, yeah, after Zombie Coach left?
Yep. Well, I just found something that kind of looks like him.
Oh, shit, if he's not here, nobody's going to cover my shift. How will I date these monster bitches?
Say, Drac, you ever think about inviting him back here?
Inviting him here to a bar? As you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic and I do not drink. Wine? Or any other alcohol?
Well, for that matter, I mean, couldn't you just bring him in here and, get him some, like, lasagna or something?
Wait a minute. 14.
14? Oh, wait, he walked back in. Blob! Wait, we're not doing it again? Shit.
Well, that totally, covers me. I guess I'll pay up. Here's two orphans.
No.
Please, mister, I just want to go back home.
No, don't do it. We're just children.
Hey, I'm not cleaning that up.
Yeah.
Oh, Mommy Carla, you are a saucy mommy.
Hey, Blob, at least chew with your mouth closed.
Don't tell me what to do. Oh. Wait a second. Can I borrow $20 to cover a stab?
Hello. I'm Thaddeus Pendragon, High Priest of the Gasolinus Rubric. In recent weather, many non-believers have been driven from their homes and are seeking refuge. I hope that you will join me in locking arms around our dark church, pushing away any non-believers of our dark lord. I hope you too will find the strength amongst us that we can survive this chaos and keep them out. Thank you.
And finally, your favorite drive time radio, Frankly Speaking with Dr. Frankenstein.
Good morning, drive time listeners, and welcome to another installment of Frankly Speaking with your host, myself, Dr. Frankenstein. We're taking calls from anyone looking to improve their life via body augmentation, whether that be the inclusion of an extra appendage, the introduction of an animal organ. We're taking all calls. Caller number one, go ahead.
So, doctor, I've got a problem that makes it really difficult for me when I'm out in public. I'm really hoping that you can help me with it. Would you consider entertaining the idea of just giving me options as to what I can do with this lazy eye?
Oh, lazy eye. Well, we're going to have to strengthen that. In the ocean exists the mantis shrimp. One of the most complex compound eyes ever seen can see in ultraviolet light, can register speeds that the normal eye cannot. Now, really, instead of being one eye, it's going to be multiple eyes stacked on top of each other. Thus the name Compound Eye. Problem is, it's going to be real tiny. So we're going to have to do is shrink your eye socket. I'm thinking we fill it in with a bit of putty, lifelike skin. We attach it at the retina. Now, your lazy eye is still going to exist underneath this facade.
So, will it look floppy?
I mean, you know, a bit of mascara, you're going to be able to cover that up. Really, I mean, if the sensitivity is about that, but I think a new perspective, so to speak, is really going to be the thing that brings you around.
I appreciate your advice so much, doctor, and please.
And what was your name, caller?
My name was Miss Snuffleupagus.
All right, Miss Snuffleupagus, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to talk to my producer. We're going to get you an appointment to come in on this Monday.
I can't wait to wrap my hair around you. I can't wait to talk to you.
All right, we got another caller on deck. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Dr. Moreau. Dr. Monroe, how you been?
Not too good, asshole. I hear you've been biting on my style.
All right. So, yes, we have been getting a number of complaints about me nudging in on your territory, but I've had the human body weak. There's many more things you can find in the animal kingdom that can make us, stronger, faster, smarter, etc.
Look, we had an agreement. You stick to human corpses, I do the animal stuff.
That's the thing, you sew on, you know, an old arm, and it's just, you're out of proportion, you know, I like things to be nice and, you know, fine lines.
Look, I've got a lawyer I've combined with. He has the tenacity of a turtle and the speed of a cheetah, and I'm gonna send him your way if you don't fucking knock it off.
My lawyer is just a straight-up octopus.
There's a lot of arms. I guess they could handle a lot of legal briefs under the sea.
What it comes down to, though, Monroe, if I may be...
Monroe. I'm not Dr. Monroe from The Simpsons.
What a maroon.
This is live radio. I can hear all of this.
Anyway, what do you say we combine practices? We have your expertise with animal parts and my expertise with the human condition and how those things can be introduced.
Well, I am intrigued by your lightning-based technology.
It is a cutting edge.
Truly, you've made me an offer I can't refuse on this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
On this, we are in agreement.
Actually, that is a good point. I should probably get off the phone. The ceremony is going.
Well, send your family my best. It's very good talking to you, Moreau.
I'll send you my favorite horse's head. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. Let's see what time it is. All right, 10:15. Time to wrap this up. We got time for one more caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Paolo and Roberto. Hello.
How can I help you?
We wish we were a little bit taller. We wish we were bowlers. If we had a girlfriend, we'd call her.
So you need a girlfriend?
No. Nope. We wish we were a little bit taller.
Two words. Giraffe neck.
What's a giraffe?
Giraffe is like a big old horse that loves treetop leaves. Problem being, though, is your brain's going to be so far from your body and your heart that we're going to have to give you a bigger heart, too. So I'm thinking a whale heart. Oh, wait, that's already been done.
What's a whale? We don't have those on our planet. Nope.
See, from a different planet. All right, you know, I've encountered this before. Here on the planet Earth, made up of roughly 70% water. Many animals evolved to leave the ocean, but the whale was a big old pussy and decided to go back. Kept the hip bones, kept the girth, left the legs. Now, because of the lack of weight put on their body in the ocean, they were able to...
Board?
Grow into giants.
Also board? Yup.
But I'm thinking in order to make you taller...
And a baller?
The ball's going to come secondary, but that's more about tenacity and training. Fundamentals. I'm white.
Riff, reading is fundamental? Yup.
I'm talking layups. Going to want to get right up under the hoop.
And you'll metaphorical baller, not basketballer. Nope.
I'm a basketball.
Yup.
Well, whenever you're up close to the hoop like that, the hoop's going to look real big, ball's going to look real small.
Hoop. Whoop.
Look at that, you already sound like ballers. Alright, I'm going to transfer you over to my producer. We're going to set you up for a couple of giraffe necks. We'll talk about hearts later.
Boy.
Alright, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Frankly Speaking with your host, Dr. Frankenstein. We're returning this drive crew into a morning zoo one body part at a time. Have a good afternoon. Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Thaddeus Pendragon, High Priest of the Gaswanus Rubric. Travel between our many churches across this great world has put me on the road for many hours. Please help by investing. For a purchase. For a private jet. Covered in black leather. Iron studs. And stocked with mini peanuts to help me pass the time as I fly above all you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Boat Fright, starring Dracula, Dr. Frankenstein, and myself, Barry. And guest starring Blaine. Subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud, but don't forget to rate and review. Boat Fright is a proud member of the monster community and a partner of nobody except other monsters. But you should also probably listen to Appalachian Die, which you could also find on iTunes.
Well, hey, everyone. This is Blaine from Appalachian Pie, and I just wanted to thank the fine folks over here at Boat Fight for Boat Fright.
Who are you?
For hanging out with them this evening.
Barry.
And I really appreciate it if you took the time to also come check out my podcast, Appalachian Pie, APPALACHIANPI, not PIE. You can check out the website, look us up on web, you know what I mean. Look us up on iTunes and all that jazz, and fuck, learn how to use Google, people. So, Chris, Colby, Eric, appreciate the time to hang. And
they're not here.
It's true, they're on vacation. It's only monsters.
Fuck, I didn't realize that.
We brought you here under false pretenses.
Yeah, we're gonna kill you now.
That would explain
it's
my
It's time to Appalachian die! You've never been in a boat fight, have you? Fuck, I can't read this shit.
Strokula.
I be stroking.
That's what I be doing.
Good evening, boys and ghouls, and welcome to Interviews with the Crypt Keeper. Tonight I have the Mothman. Fuck, I fucked up my own name. Editor's points. Clap. Thanks for tagging up.
All right,
that's
fair enough.
Hilarious.
We found her away. All right, let's do that now.
And then what? I don't know. I think I peaked with the Rancor trainer.
Do we do Invisible Fraser Crane now?
Yes.
I did not think you were going to go pal, though.